From Community Public Radio, this is the CPR News. From New York, I'm Don DeBar. A major step forward towards peace in Syria, Press TV's Bardia Honadar reports.
Iran, Russia, and Turkey have agreed to set up a joint mechanism to monitor a ceasefire regime in Syria, which has been in place since late 2016. The agreement follows discussions held among delegations from the three countries on the sidelines of an international meeting on the Syria conflict in the Kazakh capital of Astana. On Tuesday, representatives of the Syrian government and opposition groups continued their mediated talks behind closed doors. Iran, Russia, and Turkey are the sponsors of the Astana meeting, which is a prelude for a wider round of talks to be held in Geneva on February the 20th. Meanwhile, UN Special Envoy for Syria, Staffan de Mistura, says a final declaration is close to being achieved at the negotiations, but a spokesman for the armed opposition groups ruled out signing any declaration coming out of the talks. Press TV's Riley Wagaman joins us now from the Kazakh capital, Astana, as he is at the venue of the peace talks taking place there. Riley, walk us through the mechanism that has been announced with regards to monitoring the ceasefire in Syria, as Iran, Russia, and Turkey have agreed to set up this joint mechanism, which is considered as a breakthrough for the ceasefire.
That's right. Iran, Russia, and Turkey, considered sort of the guarantors of this this peace talk, have basically agreed to some sort of tripartite mechanism which will strengthen but also help monitor the ceasefire going forward. My understanding is there's been some drafts floating around, but we haven't really gotten anything set in stone quite yet, although there are reports saying that an agreement is close to being reached on this. But in theory, Iran, Russia, and Turkey have agreed to some sort of mechanism to help monitor this. The question really is whether the rebels and the Syrian government will sign on to this as well. Although it should be pointed out that although it would be terrible if they didn't, the reality is that Iran, Russia, and Turkey together, working together on the ground, can really have a tremendous effect on what's happening on the ground in Syria right now. So while, of course, we want all parties to sign off on this this communique, it's not necessarily imperative for them to do so for to work. As you know, the ceasefire has been going on since late December, and it has been working fairly well. Now, within this framework, there's apparently some sort of guidelines to help with distributing humanitarian aid, as well as some sort of framework in which all parties, of course, you know, Turkey has been backing the opposition, Iran and Russia have been backing Assad, where all parties can have some sort of mechanism in which they can jointly monitor the ceasefire, report any violations, etc. So we are getting mixed reports on the ground right now. You know, the Kremlin has refused to even comment on what's happening here in Astana because they say that the talks haven't ended yet. They're in full swing, as the Kremlin has said. But we do know that the guarantors of the conference, Iran, Turkey, and Russia, all seem very willing to make the ceasefire work. The question now really is, will the opposition sign on to this agreement, and will the Syrian delegation also commit to the outline of this tripartite mechanism?
The head of the Syrian government delegation is the permanent representative of Syria to the United Nations, Bashar Ja'afari. He held a press conference in the Kazakh capital of Astana on Tuesday.
On behalf of the Syrian government, and also on behalf of the representatives of my country, which do not have the pleasure to visit this conference, I would like to say the following. Blood is being spilled in our country. But in order to restore Syria, to get back to normal, we need to establish peace, first of all. You've come from different countries
وقد آن الأوان لإعادة النظر في أخطاء سياسات
to help us stop bloodshed in Syria.
شعوب المنطقة. هذا هو ال
And I would like to thank this wonderful land for the necessary conditions that were provided by the Kazakh leadership. I will also make a statement in English. Do we have translation?
Well, now the floor is yours.
So,
please represent yourself and ask a question.
Would you please introduce yourself?
Microphone, пожалуйста. Just a moment, the microphone is coming.
Raja?
No, the microphones are here. Please, number one and number two in the corridors, please.
حسين مرتضى قناة العالم. دكتور تحدثتم عن بعض الدول الإقليمية أنه يجب أن توقف عملية سفك الدم السوري. نتمنى أن يتم تسمية
والنقطة الثانية. Saying that blood is being spilled in Syria.
في محادثات أستن.
But what about Daesh? What can you say about this organization? What kind of results have you achieved during these talks?
شكرا. دعني أبدأ الشق الثاني من سؤالك.
Thank you very much.
السيد وزير خارجية كازاخستان وهو يقرأ نص البيان الختامي الذي صدر.
Foreign Minister of Kazakhstan has just read out the language of the communique on the truce.
وبالتسمية هناك ذكر لداعش وجبهة النصرة. فنعم.
The parties that sat at the negotiating table agreed to set up a trilateral mechanism to monitor the ceasefire. So I'm sure that the agreement will be implemented and enforced. So the three sides signed this agreement.
خليجية مثل قطر والسعودية طبعا هذا الحديث موجه
take Turkey for example or Russia each country will do its best to make sure that the truth stands
رسالة للجميع
every country tried to stop bloodshed
كي تغير هذه الدول سياساتها الدموية تجاه الشعب السوري وتجاه سوريا طبعا وتجاه شعوبهم أنفسهم
Certainly, we needed to do a lot so that countries could change their stance to stop bloodshed. That was our ultimate goal. The Syrian nation is going through a lot of suffering, a lot of hardships, and certainly it's also exposed to the atrocities of the terrorist group.
Number one, please. Just a moment.
Here? Okay. Ahmad Hajali, Qanat al-Manar. سعادة السفير الوفد الكريم ذكر مسؤول وفد المسلحين محمد علوش أن روسيا قد انتقلت من داعم للنظام
Thank you so much for making this statement. I have a question.
يتحدثون عن تغير في الموقف الروسي كذلك وردت معلومات
You said that Russia has changed its stance. There were other attempts by other countries, and you also referred to the terrorist group. So can you please give us a little bit more information on Russia's role in this whole process?
اولا نحن لا نعلق على معلومات نحن
first of all
نقيم الاشياء
we don't comment on the information
بشكل رسمي من هذه العاصمه او تلك من هذا
الطرف that you are providing we represent an official governance of the Syrian Republic we can only make official statements so I cannot comment on the positions of other countries Thank you.
اجتماع أستانا له هدف محدد.
This is the round of Astana talks, and it has a specific goal on its agenda.
والنظر بشكل جماعي من قبل من شارك في هذا الاجتماع.
It's trying to find a peaceful settlement, resolve the situation, find a mechanism to implement the ceasefire. This is the goal of the Astana talks. It's not a market, it's not a bazaar. We discussed a specific goal on our agenda. We discussed it, and we've achieved specific results. You saw yourself how Foreign Minister of Kazakhstan read out that communique, that was joint communique. Thank you. I have a question in Russian. Vitaly Voronin from St. Petersburg, a TV channel from St. Petersburg.
Меня зовут Виталий Воронин, пятый канал, город Санкт-Петербург, Россия.
Буквально минутку, давайте.
I'm from Russia.
Посол слышит перевод.
Я по-русски хотел задать вопрос.
Нет,
есть перевод, да?
Перевод есть. Do you have a translation? Do you hear?
Oh, okay. I can ask in English, if you prefer.
Okay.
Better in English?
No, I have the translation.
Уже есть перевод.
Скажите, пожалуйста, какие эмоции вы испытали, когда...
Mr. Jafari, what kind of emotions did you have when you sat for the first time with representatives of the armed opposition? What were your emotions like?
As you wish, sorry. You may answer in English. Переводчикам как удобнее? Она с английского или с арабского переводит?
Better in English, if you wish.
Please. Mm-hmm, if possible. As you wish.
Microphone.
Well, thank you very much. This has been extremely painful for us to sit in the same room with other Syrians linked to foreign agendas and working for foreign powers. Some of them have committed even terrorist acts. However, this is not the first time we sit with other Syrians. We did it in Moscow, one, in Moscow, two consultations. We did it in Geneva. So this is not, your information is not accurate. This is not the first time we sit together. Whatever it takes us, we will do it to rescue our own country and our own people. But we do it according to framework, specific framework, according to specific agendas, and according to specific meetings. We don't do it blindly. We do it after we consider the framework deeply and thoroughly. Whatever it takes us, wherever it is, we will go to stop this bloodshed, terror-imposed war on our people and as well as on our country.
Thank you, Mr. Ambassador. Microphone number one, gentlemen, please.
Dr. Bashar. عساف عبود بي بي سي طرح البيان المشترك آلية ثلاثية لمراقبة ضمان وقف
Esteemed Dr. Bashar al-Jafari, as you rightly said, we heard that communique on the mechanism to monitor the truce. But can you provide any details of that mechanism, a step-by-step breakdown of the actions that will be taken by those three states?
شكرا.
So how will that play out on the ground? I can only refer you to the declaration itself.
Ensure full compliance with the ceasefire, prevent any provocations, and determine all modalities of the ceasefire. إذن الجواب على سؤالك متضمن في الفقرة. هناك آلية تم الاتفاق عليها ثلاثية. هذه الآلية ستجتمع لاحقا لوضع صيغ وطرائق العمل. ستجتمع هذه الآلية لاحقا.
So we have a trilateral mechanism here, and it provides for the settlement to this problem.
Microphone number two.
Агент Рейтер, у меня вопрос такого плана.
I'm from Reuters news agency, and here's my question.
Они напрямую приведут к переговорам.
Do you think that these talks could help resume the Geneva talks, or will there be another interim meeting in between? And my second question. The Syrian opposition that took part in the talks voiced its concerns over Iran's role at the negotiations. How would you comment on that?
The second question.
How would you comment on the opposition's reactions, not very positive, to say the least, about Iran's participation in these talks?
When you deal with politics, you don't follow your emotions or sentiments. You should have cold blood and act according to your national interests. So the issue here is not about who is happy and who is not happy. The issue here is that finally we have a consensual paper called final communique or final declaration agreed upon by everybody. This is the result. This is what we should care about. Those who say that they are not happy because of the negative role of this party or that party, whether it is Iran or elsewhere, they are fishing in the murky waters, as we say in good English. Iran is a guarant, one of the three guarantors. One of the three guarantors, equally to Russia and Turkey. And Iran played a positive role in facilitating reaching this final formula that is expressed, as I said, in the final declaration. It is really a pitiful situation when, as you said, I haven't heard them, but I trust what you said. It is really pitiful to hear that the some members of the delegation of the armed terrorist groups who attended Astana meeting and accepted the terms of the 29th December agreements. It is pitiful that they are criticizing one of the three guarantors who facilitated reaching this success, which is represented, as I said, and expressed by the final communique. We may tend, if we want to simplify things and act, lightly speaking, the way they did, we could also say that the Turkish role is a negative one. And it is a negative one. But we don't say it, because we are diplomats, we are responsible. We are representing a government, a responsible government. So we don't act this way. In politics, you need to deal sometimes with your enemies in order to save, rescue, and rescue your country. And this is what we are doing. Astana is Astana and Geneva is Geneva. Astana was held for a very specific reason, a very specific purpose, which is, as I said at the beginning, answering one of your colleagues, the question of one of your colleagues. Astana has only one goal, consolidating the regime of the cessation of hostilities. This is the main goal of Astana meeting. Geneva is something else. Definitely, we are part of the Geneva process, but it is a different process. If Astana meeting would help the Geneva process, we don't mind. We don't mind. Thank you.
Dr. Jafari Dima Nassif من قناة الميادين. بداية كيف سيكون شكل التنسيق بين الجيش السوري والفصائل المواقعة على هذا الاتفاق بما يخص قتال النصرة تحديدا؟
So how will it be implemented? How are you going to strengthen the ceasefire regime?
تحدث عنها البيان الختامي وما هو الثمن السياسي الذي ستدفعه؟
So you say it's going to be the trilateral mechanism. Again, can you give us any more details on the actual implementation?
أنا لا أعرف فيما إذا قرأت البيان الختامي. البيان الختامي يجيب أيضا عن هذا السؤال. أولا بالنسبة لي.
Well, I just read out what the communique says, and it is an answer to all of your questions.
ووافقت على الاتفاقات. هذا الإعلان.
So all the parties agreed to this agreement and they signed this declaration. And this mechanism will be implemented.
هي التي ترعاها. فالسؤال يوجه للأتراك الآن للحكومة التركية. السؤال يوجه للحكومة التركية.
So the question should be addressed to the government of Turkey, right?
كل شيء يتم بشكل تدريجي لأن هناك مهلة زمنية متفق عليها. تدعيم.
Everything will be implemented step by step. Just as we agreed. First, we need to stop hostilities.
ستكون هناك خطوات.
Then, take specific step actions step by step. And we've discussed both the technical side, we've also discussed what the military should do. Each side will decide on what is the best way for it to do under these circumstances.
إذا كان نجاح هذا الاجتماع يعني ثمن سياسي فنحن سعداء بذلك.
I'm not sure that I have replied to your question, but I replied as I understood your question. Any action that can help stop bloodshed in Syria is welcomed, most welcomed.
والمجموعات الأخرى المرتبطة بهما.
Certainly we need to continue fighting against terrorism.
صحيح أنها ليست المرة الأولى التي تجلسون مع معارضين ولكن هذه المرة الأولى التي تجلسون مع فصائل عسكرية فهل الحكومة السورية من الآن بعد المؤتمر وصاعدا ستتوقف عن تصنيف هذه الفصائل كمنظمات
This is the first time that you've been saying this. We've heard many comments like this by your government.
الإرهابية المسلحة.
Can you please slow down?
الانضمام إلى مسار.
This is a terrorist group, an armed group,
and
they said they want to join a specific process.
اسمها اتفاق وقف الأعمال القتالية بضمانة الدول
الثلاث. To launch a new process to stop hostilities.
التي كانت إرهابية اختارت الآن أن تضم إلى مسار آخر.
Again, I'm referring to terrorist groups that used to be terrorists but have now chosen a different path and are moving along it. They were convinced that terrorists want to reach their own goals. But we have other groups who have joined negotiations.
داعش والنصرة تم تصنيفهما من قبل مجلس الأمن على أنهما كيانين
وهناك As for Jabhat al-Nusra and other groups, they are terrorist groups. But those who are here in Astana are those who agreed to take part in this process. Did you demand closing the border with Turkey? We heard those statements. Well, it was 6 years ago. 6 years ago. The final communique says that there should be a ceasefire. What Syrian regions would fall under this declaration? What about Deir ez-Zor, Deir ez-Zor and others?
وادي برره كما تعرف مؤلف من ثمانية قرى أو تسع قرى.
Well, yes, it's for Wadi Barara. There are about nine villages that were completely liberated.
لذلك لم تعد هناك مشكلة اسمها عين وادي برره. هناك الآن مشكلة واحدة فقط في قرية واحدة أو بلدة واحدة اسمها عين فيش.
So let's not talk about Wadi Barara. There's one problem in one village. There's just one village left.
تتحكم بإيصال مياه الشرب إلى مدينة دمشق. التي يسكنها 7 مليون نسمة. المجموعة الإرهابية التي تستخدم الموجودة في عين الفيجي والتي تستخدم المياه.
There's a terrorist group that uses this territory for its purposes.
هي جبهة النصرة.
That uses water as a leverage with people. And this organization's name is Jabhat al-Nusra. The Al-Nusra Front. This is a terrorist group.
متعلق بما اسميته وادي بردة. الآن بالنسبة للمناطق تحديد المناطق هذا شأن.
So I've just replied to your question. As for other regions,
القادمة وسيتم وضع خرائط تفصيلية وسيتم تبادل المعلومات بين الضامنين وبين الجيش.
We'll have other groups at our subsequent meetings, and they need to provide their agenda, and certainly they need to join us in the fight against the terrorist group that I've just referred to, the Syrian television. A question on restoration of Syria. People are waiting for it. Why does this final communique not mention this?
أولا بالنسبة لحذف الإشارة إلى النهج العلماني في سوريا تم ذلك بناء على طلب تركي وطلب من المجموعات المسلحة المشاركة في اجتماع أستانا.
Well, again on upon the request of Turkey on the armed groups that took part in this meeting.
الحكومة التركية تدعي أنها حكومة علمانية أن تركيا دولة علمانية لكنها عندما يتعلق الأمر بخيارات الشعب السوري تقف ضد النهج العلماني في سوريا فهذا بحد ذاته يظهر لك كم هو كبير التناقض بين أقوال وأفعال الجانب التركي
Some groups and Turkey says one thing and does another thing on the ground. We insisted throughout the way that we have a secular state, but the Turkish delegation and the delegation of the Syrian armed groups rejected that proposal.
And that's all the news we have for you right now. For Community Public Radio, I'm Don DeBar in New York. Thanks for listening.